The Gemara daf Pegim and Beis brings down the Maisa with Rav Elazar Reb Shimon that he was Taifas of Ganavim, and it says that at a certain point this Kaivas came over to him, this person that was Isaac in laundering and begot him. Who Kaivas was Paga ben Karya Chemetz ben Yain. He called him Chemetz ben Yain. Amar minichatzav kulihai, Shmai min arashiyu. If he's such a, he has so much chutzpah, he must be a Rasha. Amar lo tafsu, he said to be Taifas him. And we end up seeing that this Kaivas was not talking about such a good person. And the question is, why is it important to know that this person was a kaivis? Gemara tells us he was a kaivis, he was Isaac and Kibbutz Begadim. Obviously, that has something to do with what was going on over here. The fact that he was a kaivis, what's the connection between being a kaivis and what this person ended up doing, that he was a chatzif kuli high? And the truth is, you find a couple of times throughout Shas, this Indian, that the kaivis were Isaac and things that were less than desirable, things that everyone else didn't do. They oftentimes did the dirty jobs. The Gemara says in Daf Chav Gimel Nedarim that came in the Chazu Katsu, the Kamitstai Rabbanim, Machia B'Uchle the Katsu, the Kaivis went and he hit him with Uchle the Katsu. Kaitzer is a Kaivis, like the Rush says over there. Katsu is Mechabas Begadim. So we see that they did things, they would hit people, even though sometimes it was used Latai, but Lamai said they were doing things that regular people wouldn't do. The Gemara in Brachas and Afkav Ches says, Man Lezo Vlemul Rabbanon, there was a difficult job to do and no one was willing to do it, only the Kaivis was willing to do it. And Amalu Kaivis and Azel, I'll do it. So we see that the Kaivis were involved in these Inyanim of Dvarim that are not always Taiv, even though sometimes it was used as Taiv, but they did these things that no one else did. And the question is why? What's the pshat that Dafka the Kaivsim did it? And so as we mentioned, we see that a Kaivis in Aramaic is called a Katsra. That's a name for a Kaivis, Kuf Tzadi Reish Aleph. And Rashi and Tainus in Dafka Chafdesim Beis, Rashi says, he brings down the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Pak Yudzayin, and wherever there talks about a place, the Navi over there talks about a place called Ein Regel. And Rashi says, Ein Regel, the Targum is Ein Adekatsa, because that was the place where the Kaivsim used to hang out. And Ein Regel is the Makam of the Kaivsim, and therefore it's called Ein Regel, and the Targum is Ein Adekatsa. And the question is, why is the Makam of the Kaivsim referred to as Ein Regel? Why is that the name for the Makam of the Kaivsim? And the Radak over there says of Pshat, Rashi and Tainus is also saying a little bit of a different Pshat, that it's all shame that they used to step on the clothing with their raglaim. That's why it's called Ein Regel. But I was thinking maybe it could be Matzia, a different shot, why it was called Ein Regel, the Makam of the Kaivsim, and that's based on what Rashi says in the Yikra, Perkites, Pasuk Design, and the Pasuk of L'Selech Rachel Ba'amecha. Rashi says, why is it called L'Selech Rachel? What does Rachel mean? So Rashi says, Ani Aimer Al Shem Shekol Meshachi Medanim Mesapi Lashon Hara, people that are involved in bad things, people that are Mesapi Lashon Hara, Holchem b'batei reim l'ragel, they go to their friends' homes to be meragel, ma'yiru ra, to find something bad, or ma'yishmu ra, to hear something bad, mesaper b'shuk, to go me mesaper b'shuk, nikrim holchei ragel. Therefore they're called holchei ragel, holchei regila, sha'kaf mischalevitz begimel, and therefore Rashi is saying that rechilis is really lashon of regilis, and lashon har is referred to as rechilis because the minig is the people that are involved in lashon har, they go to the meragel in different homes, they go to their friends' homes to find out bad things, to go tell people about it. The Meraglim, and that's why it's called Rechilus, because the Chaf and the Gimel are interchangeable, so Rechilus is a Lashon of Regilus. And I was thinking, lefi that, maybe the reason why the Makam HaKaivsim is called Ein Regel is because the Kaivsim are people that were involved in, they had an atiyah towards these things, towards being Meraglim, but based Chavrim, to be looking for things that are Ra, being Isaac and Dvarim Raim, and therefore it's called Ein Regel. This was the Makam of the Regulim, of the Reichlim. This is where they would hang out. The Kaivsim are people that had an atiyah towards such a thing. The Gemara in Kiddushin Taka says in Daf Pei Beis that the kosha asaki b'manashim v'surah ra, one of them is the Kaivsim, it's Zilim Nisayu, it's not the most mechubadik omnis, and it's possible to say that the Kaivsim had an atiyah towards these things, and that's why the Makam HaKaivsim is referred to as Ein Regel. Ein Reichel, that's the Makam where they would hang out and be Isaac and these Inyanim. So it could be that's why you find a couple times that the Kaivsim were the people that did these things, they would do things that other people wouldn't do, and that's why this who Kaivis over here was, he was Taka, he had chutzpah, and he said he must be a Rishia, as we see Taka, that he was not a person that was Isaac and Dvarim Taivim. So it could be that's the Inyan why we find that the Kaivsim were involved in these Inyanim, and that's why the Gemara speaks out in his Madgesh, that the person that ended up doing this was Kaivis, he was a person who was Isaac and these Inyanim, and that's why he was shayach to these Dvarim.